The mother of a murdered McLean County girl says the state child welfare system failed her daughter and needs systemic change. Ann Simmons has started a nonprofit reform group called Justice for Rica. The move comes after Cynthia Baker received a life sentence in prison for killing little Rica Roundtree. Baker was Rica's father's girlfriend. In this interview with Edith Brady Lunny, Ann Simmons says there's a lack of resources to help at-risk families stabilize, and there's a risk and disincentive to contact government child welfare groups to ask for help.
But the people that we ask are these agencies and these systems, and then we get judged for asking. We get more problems than we started off with when we go to these systems. I want to provide a network of people that aren't going to judge you because you're dealing with a hardship. I want to be a second set of eyes to DCFS. How come DCFS has a right to come in and disrupt households based off of one person's opinion? That's not okay, because a lot of times there's a cultural disconnect. You don't understand my way of living, so I can't expect you to think that because my house is a little messy, I don't have certain foods, I don't follow the food table, or certain things aren't culturally accepted between the masses. I mean, children are being taken away from their homes because of that.
When we talk about placing children in other people's homes and checking them out to make sure these are suitable people, and if we go back to Cindy Baker's case as the example, she actually had two indicated child abuse findings against her in her lifetime. Why would any child be placed in her care given that she had a record of prior child abuse that was substantiated? And then you add five other investigations, several involving Rica, where they came up unfounded. What does that say, do you think, about the care that's taken in placing children in other homes to begin with?
In Rica's case, I think what happened was the circumstances. It's a divorce. It's a divorce situation. It's a situation where I have a criminal past. Right. And my criminal past affects the community. I mm-hmm. sold drugs. I mm-hmm. got a DUI. We can point the fingers at me because I'm affecting the community. However, what goes on in Cindy's house, mm-hmm. that's what's going on in Cindy's house.
Right.
So they never took their glasses off or put their glasses on to look into what was going on in that house, because they were so biased by what I had going on the outside.
Right.
So even though I'm valid in saying my daughter is being abused, this woman is abusing my daughter, she's going to kill her, they don't look into that.
Apart from systemic change, what would you like to see in Rica's case?
I would just ask them to open up the case file, get a room of decision makers within their facility, their organization, different age ranges, different backgrounds. Give them all this case file and let them have their way with them. Let them go through what's in there and then come back and let them all tell you what they saw. Then pick up from there and try to repair and fix it. There were so many things, from misspellings of the names that couldn't connect the case files, from birth dates. I mean, there were little things that could have connected everything, not to mention just flat out not doing your job. We're not going to investigate. We're just going to take it for what it is, and that's just it. Flat out just not doing your job. People need to be removed from their positions. They're responsible for murder. I don't even care. I'm just going to say it. They're responsible for murder. You had a job to do. Your job could have prevented the death of my child, and it didn't. You had a job. They're responsible. I just want them to be held accountable.
Well, okay, so who should be in that room when these decisions that they made are being reviewed? They have their own internal investigators who judge their own agency's workers.
In the beginning, when they told me that the abuse was unfounded, and I went to the supervisor at the time, he said, I stand by my worker. That was it. He said, I stand by my worker. I went face to face with him. He stood in the doorway at the DCFS building on Brown Street. And he flat out, I stand by my worker. I said, my daughter is being abused. I said, they talked to her for 5 minutes in the bus stop. that's the extent of the investigation, and you guys are going to unbound it? He said, I stand by my workers.
And this was before Rika died. This was after.
This was 2017. This is 2 years before Rika died.
That's Ann Simmons, the mother of the murdered child, Rika Roundtree. Rika was one of 103 children who died in the last year while involved in some way with the Department of Children and Family Services.